The buzzard was already a distant speck. "He hardly seems to spend any time on the ground," said Tiffany.
"Why? He sleeps in the buzzard's nest at night, mistress. He says it's wonderfully warm. And he spends all his time in the air."
"Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than we," Jock added.
"He's ne'er happy unless he's got the wind under his kilt."
"And the birds don't mind?"
"Ach, no, mistress. All the birds and beasts up here know it's good luck to be friends with the Nac Mac Feagle, mistress."
"They do?"
"Well, to tell you the truth, mistress, it's more that they know it's unlucky not to be friends with the Nac Mac Feagle."
Tiffany looked at the sun. It was only a few hours away from setting. "I must find the way in," she said. "Look, not as small as—"
"No, as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than we Jock, mistress," said the pixie patiently.
"Yes, yes, thank you. Where is Rob anybody? Where is everybody, in fact?" The young pixie looked a bit embarrassed.
"There's a bit of a debate going on down below, mistress," he said.
"Well, we have got to find my brother, okay? I am the Kelder in this vicinity, yes?"
"It's a wee bit more complicated than that, mistress. They're discussing ye—"
"Discussing what about me?" Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock, looked as if he really didn't want to be standing there.
They're discussing
Tiffany gave up. The pixie was blushing. Since he was blue to begin with, this turned him an unpleasant violet colour. "I'll go back down the hole. Give my boots a push, will you, please?" She slid down the dry dirt and feagles scattered in the cave below as she landed. When her eyes got accustomed to the gloom once more, she saw that the galleries were crowded with pixies again. Some of them were in the middle of washing, and many of them had, for some reason, smoothed down their red hair with grease. They all started at her, as if caught in the act of something dreadful. "We ought to be going if we're to follow the Queen," she said, looking down at Rob Anybody, who'd been washing his face in a basin made of half a walnut shell. Water dripped off his beard, which he'd plaited up. There were three plaits in his long hair now. If he turned suddenly, he could probably whip somebody to death.
"Ach, weel," he said. "There is a wee matter we got to sort out, Kelder."
He twiddled the tiny face-cloth in his hands. When Rob Anybody twiddled, he was worried.
"Yes?" said Tiffany. "Will you no hae a cup of tea?" said Rob Anybody,
and a pixie staggered forward with a big gold cup that once must have been made for a king. Tiffany took it. She was thirsty, after all. There was a sigh from the crowd when she sipped the tea. It was actually quite good.
"We stole a bag of it from a peddler who is asleep down by the high road," said Rob Anybody. "Good stuff, eh?"
He patted down his hair with his wet hands. Tiffany's cup stopped halfway to her lips. Perhaps the pixies didn't realise how loudly they whispered, because her ear was on a level with the conversation.
"Ach, she's a bit on the big side, no offence to her." "Aye, but a Kelder has to be big, you ken, to have lots of wee babbies." "Aye, fair enough, big women is a' very well, but if a laddie was to try to cuddle this one, he'd have to leave a chalk mark to show where he left off yesterday." "And she's a bit young." "She needn't have any babbies yet, then, or maybe not too many at a time, say, nay more than 10, maybe." "Criffins, lad, what are you talking about? 'Tis Rob Anybody she'll choose anyway. You can see the big man's poor wee knees knocking fra here."
Tiffany lived on a farm. Any little beliefs that babies are delivered by storks or found under bushes tend to get sorted out early on if you live on a farm, especially when a cow is having a difficult calving in the middle of the night. And she'd helped with the lambing, when small hands could be very useful in difficult cases. She knew all about the bags of red chalk the rams had strapped to their chests, and why you knew later on that the ewes with the red smudges on their backs were going to be mothers in the spring. It's amazing what a child who is quiet and observant can learn, and this includes things people don't think she's old enough to know. Her eye spotted Fionn on the other side of the hall. She was smiling in a worrying way. "What's happening, Rob Anybody?" she said, laying the words down carefully.
"Ach, weel, it's the clan rules, ye ken," said the Feagle awkwardly. "Ye being the new Kelder, and weel, we're bound to ask ye, ye see, no matter what we feel, we got to ask ye..."
He stepped back quickly.
"I didn't quite catch that," said Tiffany. "We've scrubbed up nice, ye ken," Rob Anybody said. "Some of the lads actually had a bath in the dew pond, even though it is only May, and Big Jan washed under his arms for the first time ever, and Daft Woolly has picked a bonny bunch of flowers."
Daft Woolly stepped forward, swollen with nervous pride, and thrust the aforesaid bouquet into the air. They probably had been nice flowers, but he didn't have much idea of what a bunch was, or how you picked one. Stems and leaves and dropping petals stuck out of his fist in all directions.
"Very nice," said Tiffany, taking another sip of the tea. "Good, good,"
said Rob Anybody, wiping his forehead. "So maybe you'd like to tell us..."